this spring has been running ever since the Civil War, probably before then, but we do know from somebody who researched it one time and had an article in the paper that it was where Sherman and Bragg's troops watered their horses here during the Civil War. I grew up in this right down the road here on the left side of the road. And as I was growing up, there were really three social centers in this community. Right across the street from the trough here was Raymond Ramsey's store. And right down the road on the left, where there was another water trough until some idiot disconnected it, there was another store called Joe Harding's store. And that's where people in this community gathered and talked. It really created this community. Those two stores did. This store that's over there now, a little 7-Eleven job, doesn't look like Raymond Ramsey's store. It looked like a little house. But boy, he stocked it a lot better than Joe Harding. But Joe Harding was just he was the father figure for everybody in this community. Somebody in the community needed help, Joe would go help them. He was a wonderful man. So I grew up hearing the stories from the people who'd come in from work and come down there and get their groceries, or up here. And I grew up listening to their tales and stories, and it shaped me. It really definitely shaped me. And on down the road was Baptist Church, Kings Point Baptist Church. This area is called Water and Trough. It is, this whole community here is called Water and Trough Community. We had a Water and Trough reunion in 1986, and had hundreds of people who had lived here over the years came down to the East Chattanooga Playground and celebrated the old original Water and Trough that we all knew. I'll tell you, Wes, one thing that this living here did for me that I've never lost, it gave me a profound appreciation for working people. There wasn't no rich people in this community. Everybody here had jobs in manufacturing companies or farmers or Sturkey's Dairy, which was on the other side of the railroad track. And it was a prominent dairy here for many, many years. So it gave me a profound appreciation for working people. To think of being raised in a community where everybody worked with their hands or did skilled labor jobs and gathered at the end of the day at a little country store to sit around and fellowship and talk with their neighbors. And just to give you an example of the kind of things that happened here that shaped me, our next door neighbor died, and he left four children. These children ranged in age from 4 to about 10. And my daddy went door to door with some other neighbors and took up money, and daddy let them have a little piece of land on our property. The community, the farmers and the people in this community, went in there and built them a house, a little two-story or two-room house. And that's where I grew up. I immediately inherited two new sisters and two new brothers. Mm-hmm. And we grew up down there together. That kind of thing happened all the time. And if that won't give you a profound and deep lifelong appreciation for working people, it created a sense of community to me. I know what it means to have a sense of community, and that was what I tried to engender and foster when I was in county government. I had all kinds of opportunities to foster a sense of community in Chattanooga, that we're all responsible for each other and that we need to love one another. We need to work for each other. We need to get jobs in here. We need to support the poor. We need to do anything that we can to create and generate that sense of community. But this is still good water. I wish I'd brought a cup. I'd have drank it, despite what the health department said.